There are signs today that the nation's largest insurance broker is moving quickly to contain damage from a bid rigging scandal. The Wall Street Journal reports Marsh & McLennan has suspended 4 employees. That follows last week's announcement of a civil suit involving 4 major insurance companies. Marsh & McLennan's stock has fallen fast by nearly half since that announcement. Meantime, an investigation headed by New York Attorney General Elliot Spitzer appears to be spreading to other corners of the insurance industry. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The bid rigging scandal has already resulted in guilty pleas from 2 insurance executives, but this was the first action involving Marsh & McLennan employees. The Wall Street Journal reported that the company had suspended the 4 and was looking into their role in price manipulation. The company would not comment on the newspaper's report. Also today, there was more evidence that Marsh & McLennan is feeling a financial pinch from the bid rigging scandal. The company issued a regulatory filing saying that because of its legal troubles, it may be barred from tapping some of the lines of credit it uses. Such a blow is not likely to hurt the company too much right now, but analyst Gretchen Racer of Fitch Rating Service says the bid rigging scandal could threaten the company's bottom line.
We are looking more at the franchise value, and that's clearly been damaged in the near term and probably long term. It'll take a while to get back, even if they're cleared of all allegations.
Racer says given the allegations against the company, some companies could stop doing business with Marsh.
So there could just be some people running scared that will pull their business and not wait. You know, there's other brokers out there that are still reputable and of large size and can handle the same business that Marsh was doing.
Firms like Marsh are hired by businesses to find the best insurance coverage at the lowest price. But in a civil suit filed last week, Attorney General Elliot Spitzer said Marsh took what are called contingent commissions from insurance companies. Spitzer said these commissions amount to kickbacks from insurers to steer business their way. Amy Bach is executive director of United Policyholders, a consumer group. She says contingent commissions, which the industry calls market services agreements, are often not well disclosed to customers.
These contingent commission deals are shrouded in secrecy and have always been. You'll hear some of the brokers say, oh yeah, sure, we disclose these to our clients, but I think, you know, probably what they're talking about is, you know, in minuscule print buried in voluminous documents.
According to Spitzer, Marsh would often persuade other insurance companies to submit artificially high bids to make it look as though it had shopped around for the best coverage. And he said several major insurance companies, including AIG and Ace, were involved in the manipulation. Gretchen Racer of Fitch Rating Service says the scandal could ultimately get much bigger than it is now.
Spitzer has clearly stated that this is only the first of many things to come. So he's not done, and he may just be gathering some more hard evidence against other companies.
Since then, state officials in Connecticut and California have said they're launching investigations of their own. California is looking into whether improper fees were paid to brokers in the awarding of employee benefits coverage. And 2 other brokers, Aon and the Willis Group, have been accused of bid rigging in private lawsuits. Joseph Belth is editor of the Insurance Forum and professor emeritus at Indiana University. He says the potential impact of all this on the industry can't be overestimated.
I believe that this complaint is possibly the most important event in the history of the insurance industry. It's going to have ramifications and fallout that is going to affect every nook and cranny of the insurance industry.
Also today, California Insurance Commissioner John Garamendi said he was proposing regulations that would restrict the payment of contingent commissions to brokers. He also said he was preparing a civil lawsuit against some of the companies involved. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.